Hey, you're listening to Marketing Out Loud, a daily podcast where I share advice, stories, and insights to help you build a thriving consulting or professional services practice. To subscribe to the show, head over to marketingoutloud.fm. I've developed this good habit of asking clients a question at the end of our coaching calls, and the question is as follows. What did you find most useful about our call today? And that's proven to be a very, very beneficial exercise for a couple of reasons. First of all, it forces clients to reflect on what they found most useful, not the 10 things they found most useful, not the 5 things they found most useful, but the one thing that they found most useful about that interaction with me. And that's important for a couple of reasons. That first of all, it helps them focus on where the value was created, because we create a lot of value on these calls, but I want them to understand where we really created value and what's really important to them. And secondly, it helps them reflect on why we're in this relationship to begin with. But it forces them to acknowledge why we're working together, why they need this, why this is a useful exercise. And obviously on my end, I get a lot of feedback out of it, which is great. I'm reminded why clients find this exercise useful, what they're getting out of it. And the wording and the language that they use when they describe the value is extremely, extremely useful. And I don't ask this question to get feedback from clients on what they like and what they don't like. I mean, that's a separate exercise. And that's not my point here. My point in asking this question is I want to understand the language that they use. I want to understand how they see the value. I know there's value. I see there's value. I have a perspective on that value. I want to understand how they're approaching it, how they view it, how they see it, how they verbalize it. And in one of these calls the other day, a client said something that is a recurring theme, but I just love the way that he articulated it. When I asked this question, he says, I have a lot of ideas, but they're all over the place. And it's so nice to finally bring some focus to the conversation and to have a clear plan of action in front of me. And I thought that was just perfect, because this is the challenge that we all face. Anybody that runs a business, any kind of entrepreneur, is going to face this challenge. Is that, you know, we have a lot of ideas. That's part of what defines us as entrepreneurs, is we have a lot of ideas, often more ideas than we know what to do with. And it's really easy to just kind of get caught up in our own heads and to second guess ourselves and to move from idea to idea and shiny object to shiny object and to start one project. And then before we can actually finish that project, move on to another one and abandon that first project altogether. And in other words, we just kind of get in our own way, right? We get in our own way and we're not able to see anything through to completion, or we're not able to make sense of all the ideas that we have. And yeah, I think you got to consider, as an entrepreneur, what is your strategy to bring some method to that madness? Because staying in that space where you have a lot of ideas, but you're not able to make progress, you're not getting traction, you're not able to make sense of them, you don't have a clear plan of action, you're not able to consistently focus and execute, like, that's not a good place to be. Like, you're not going to get very far. You're going to spin your wheels, and eventually it's going to catch up to you. And even if it's not, you know, maybe it's not going to sink you, but just think about how much progress you could make if you had focus and you had a clear plan of action. That's what's at stake here. Maybe you won't go out of business, but maybe you're leaving a ton of money on the table. You're definitely leaving a ton of money on the table if that's your situation. So what I want you to think about is, how are you going to solve that problem? Well, I don't believe that you can solve that problem on your own. Okay? And I know that sounds convenient for me to say that as a coach, but that's the truth. I don't believe I can solve that problem on my own. I have two mechanisms that I use to solve that problem. I have an accountability partner that I meet with every single week who hears all my crap and makes sense of it for me. Okay. And I have a mastermind group, a separate group, a mastermind that I meet with every single month where we do the same thing. Those are the two mechanisms. And I have various coaches and mentors that I work with, but those are in different structures. In terms of planning and keeping myself focused, it's those two mechanisms, the accountability partner with a weekly meeting and the mastermind that's monthly. That's how I deal with it. What's your solution? How are you dealing with it? Because like I said, unless you have some kind of external intervention, unless you have somebody helping you with this, it's not going to happen. So here's some suggestions. Okay. I'm not here to sell you on hiring me. If you want to hire me, you can do that too. Okay. That's definitely an option. Reach out to me. We can talk about how that works because this is what I do. But outside of that, here are your options. Engage somebody on your team. If you have a team, make somebody responsible for meeting with you on a weekly basis and a monthly basis to help build out some of these action plans and to keep you focused on executing on the things that you said you would do. If you don't have a team, hire a freelancer. Doesn't have to be a coach. A coach is ideal, obviously. Could be an assistant. And the assistant's job is to meet with you every single week and help you stay focused on achieving your most important objectives. Okay, another option is to join a mastermind. I've talked before about my mastermind that I joined recently and how that's been helping me. That's something you can do quite easily. Find four or five people that you know you think you can get along with and you can support one another and get together on a regular basis. You define the frequency, weekly, monthly, quarterly, and keep each other honest and keep each other on track. Another option is go and take some training. A great way to do this is joining a program like Strategic Coach by Dan Sullivan, which is a great, great program. They meet on a quarterly basis. And essentially what they do is they help you get crystal clear on what your focus should be for that quarter, for the next 90 days. So you walk out of that session and you know exactly what's on tap. Okay. Another option is to go out and find an accountability partner. And again, we've talked about that before. Somebody you meet with one-on-one on a periodic basis and you keep each other on track. So you've got a lot of options in front of you. Hire a coach, find somebody on your team, hire an assistant, go and take some training, join a mastermind, get an accountability partner. There are options and they range from cheap, free, actually, to expensive. And, you know, you'll get what you put into it. But the point is, don't just sit there and think that this problem is going to solve itself. I can tell you, I had this problem for years and it didn't solve itself. I only solved this problem when I went out and I got the help that I needed. So you've got options in front of you. You really have no excuse not to do something about this. If this is a problem that you face, you lack clarity, you lack focus, you're not really quite sure what to work on, you're spinning your wheels, you're not making a lot of progress, make that the very first problem that you solve next.
Hey, thanks for listening. Do me a favor, if you like what you hear, go on iTunes and leave us a rating and a review because it helps more people discover the show. Thanks so much.